listeners. It's Jack here with Expedition Sasquatch. We're back, baby, after 18 months off the air in Mexico, in prison, and in the hospital. Expedition Sasquatch is back in your ears. Now, our longtime listeners know, but for the new folks, let me tell you, Expedition Sasquatch is the premier podcast for the seekers of truth, those who dabble in the mysterious, and every damn man, woman, and child that wants to see that big old dead Bigfoot. Deadfoot. Dead old big deadfoot. Dead old big dead Bigfoot. Anyhow, that's right, folks. We're hunting Bigfoot and we're using live ammunition. Matter of fact, it's that live ammunition what brings me to the topic of today's episode, vis-a-vis my recent absence from the airwaves. And listeners, it's a long story. We recorded an episode about 2 years ago, all about how I found Bigfoot right in my own backyard in Tunnel Hill, Georgia. And in my attempt to subdue Bigfoot, a firearm may or may not have discharged, and there may or may not have been an injury to what may or may not have been my posterior. And then I was arrested on account of having shot someone that was myself. Fat Jimbo was been supposed to be released in that episode, but he ain't done it yet on account of the fact that I broke out of jail and was headed to Mexico to Mato Pie Grande and avoid La Policia. Fat Jimbo figured I better not tell the police where I was, figure they might find me. Well, they did find me. It's a long story, and I recorded most of it, and we'll be releasing it just as soon as the statute of limitations runs out. Until then, I wanted to give y'all an update on my recent absence, and to catch up on current events. That's right, folks. Jack is out of prison, and pardoned, and his record expunged. My ass, it is healed, and I am sitting here in the woods with a digital audio recording device of the highest caliber that I've ever possessed, and a shotgun, looking for Bigfoot, just like the good old days. So, to catch you all up on the last 18 months, firstly, it seems like something like Squatch Fever has swept the entire nation, along with something else called COVID. I don't know what that is, though. I was in prison. But since I've been out, everybody has Bigfoot stuff up all over. Hell, I was getting a cup of coffee at my local coffee shop, and they were selling meditating Bigfoot figurines. Bigfoot does not meditate. Bigfoot is not a toy. Bigfoot is my enemy, my sworn and solemn adversary, and I will slay him. Second, in a bit of personal news, Skippy and I have been seeing one another socially. I would prefer if you gave us our privacy. Thirdly, I was able to help the city of Blue Ridge with an unsightly Kelpie problem, which has left me with enough resources that I can build my very own Sasquatch Research Center in my hometown of LJ, Georgia. We got a museum for Bigfoot on 515, about halfway to Blue Ridge, and they won't let me use their research equipment since they found out that I was planning to kill the Bigfoot. I don't understand what the problem is. They've been selling my book, titled of which, We Can and Must Find and Kill Bigfoot, for 4 damn years. But apparently, when I arrived on the scene of a potential Bigfoot sighting on an autogyro I borrowed from a dear Skippy McDaniels, Colorado's finest cryptid hunter, and took aim at the large ape-like humanoid with the gyrocopter's chain gun, that may have been a step too far for them. Well, I tell you what, I got the sucker. I killed that large ape-like humanoid. It weren't Bigfoot. It was another goddamn Roman. The world is a better place with one less Roman in it. And I'm happy to have my own research lab, free from the meddling of them lousy so-and-sos anyhow. And finally, with the funding for my new lab, including this recording equipment, I've invested and a laptop computer and a few other gadgets. I spent the last 3 decades researching portable computers to find something to supplement my beloved Tandy 1000. And I finally settled on the perfect combination of mobile devices. Frankly, I'm too excited about them to not tell y'all, but I think I'll do a whole episode about my computer setup using my new video camera. That's right, folks. The Squatch Finder is moving to video. Anyhow, that's enough of an update for now. I'm out of prison. I have a laptop, I opened a research facility, and I'm sitting in the woods with a beer and a shotgun, ready to kill me afoot. Alright, folks, I've been out here for at least 6 hours and I ain't seen a damn thing. I guess me shouting about my new computer scared off all the foots in the area. I'm going to go stir me up some trouble in town and see if I can find a new sponsor for the show. I'll report back soon with a new dispatch. Maybe I'll track down Fat Jimbo and talk him into releasing that damn last episode we recorded, too. In the meantime, this is Jack, the Squatch Finder, and one day again, Squatch Killer. I guess the Roman don't count. The one day soon, Squatch Killer. Wishing you all happy hunting. Good luck. And good night.
Expedition Sasquatch is available to you under a Creative Commons CC by SA license. Our theme music is Peaceful Henry by the Heftone Banjo Orchestra. You can find us online at expeditionsasquatch.org, a production of Fat Jimbo, Analog Revolution, and Space Age Ideas. Also available on Floppycast from Space Age Ideas.